Transmission.
So if you're hearing that sound, you know it's time. 1930 UTC, the same time it always is every day at this time. Why? Because it's time to listen to the Dubious Goals Committee. My name is Tobe. I'm getting out of my car. And it's a lovely day once again here at Herrenhaven. There's two cars parked over there in my usual parking place, so I parked in front of the butterfly bush, on which we can often find praying mantises. But I gotta take my sunglasses off if I'm going to spot any. Now, weren't there two praying mantises on this bush yesterday? Where are my mantis buddies hiding today? Oh, I can't find any. Where's my dudes? I don't know. They should be hanging around. It's a lovely day. It's sunny. It's probably about 65 degrees Fahrenheit right now. And I got the direct sun on me, which I can feel, but it's not bothering me yet. So I'm going to keep looking. But I'm just not finding... Oh, wait. No, there's one back in there. Hi, mantis buddy. There's a pretty good-sized green one back in there. Doo-doo-doo-doo. Okay, so we got one. That's good. I'm going to walk down and check these other bushes real quick. Oh, I see a grasshopper. There's a big old grasshopper in this one. But where's the mantises? Don't see any. Gonna check this other bush. Oh, we got some movement. It's just a grasshopper. Grasshoppers, but no mantises. All right. Well, that just leaves one last bush. The butterfly bush that's by the door. Wait, what was that? Did I see something else, or was that just my brain freaking out? That was just my brain playing tricks on me. Looking for my mantises. Alright, so we'll go over here and we'll check this other bush. The big, big butterfly bush. The one that's by the door. And as I try to look through all the greenery here, not seeing any dudes yet. Any mantis dudes? Oh, I know there's probably some hiding in here somewhere. But geez, there's just so much. There's just so much potential mantis real estate that it's hard to search the entire thing. Where, oh, where could the mantises be? I'm not finding any over here. Alright, well, maybe that just means it's a good time to keep walking. Keep walking and see what's going on. Do I hear strange noises back here? Yes, I do. What's going on behind the building here? Oh, somebody's got a hose out. Oh, it's Joy. Howdy. Not particularly. It happens. Oh, so Joy is hosing off the lawnmower. She's been mowing back here today. And that explains one of the cars. I thought that was her car. Oh, well, what's up here on this bench? Nothing. Just some leaves and stuff. Okay. I don't know what my brain thought that was, but I was fooled. And then right back here, of course, we have our big flush of puffballs. Hi, you puffballs. Look at all those puffy puffs. It's puffball wackiness back there. I do love puffball mushrooms. Just because they're so interesting. Oh, the one good thing about today is that there's very little, if any, wind. Not like the last couple days, which has been windy, windy. And pretty annoying. No wind today. No clouds in the sky. It's just clear. Lots of leaves on the ground. On the path as I shuffle through them. Oh, I can hear little bugs chirping. I'm wondering if we're going to be able to find any awesome dudes today. Sure hope we can find a Mati today. Haven't seen any Matis in a couple of days, so that would be a good thing to see. There's a bunch of birds hopping around. What was that? There's strange noises in the forest, as usual. I do like to hear the strange noises, because that usually means dudes. All right, so here we are at the cut. We're going to walk through here, head out to the Mulhall's property, a very large field, and we're going to see if there's any Matis out here. Well, I guess the answer is not today. Once again, we got no Matis out here. I'm looking. I'm searching. Where did our Matis go? Where can those Matis be? Well, there's no Matis out here today. That's sort of annoying. And I got little bugs trying to fly up my nose. All right, well. There's that smell again. What is that smell? It smells like... I don't even know how to describe it. It's a mildly sweet smell. It smells like... what is that? What am I trying to identify? What memory of this smell am I trying to pull out of my brain? Does it smell like candy? Jeez, I don't think anybody's been walking through here today. I'm walking through webs. I'm getting web-faced. Okay, so here we are at the sub pond. Don't see any frogs even. Where's my frogs? Where's all the other dudes? There's no dudes out here. No dudes out here today. I don't even see any frogs. Where are the frogs hiding? I do not know. Alright. So we're going to go out to the boardwalk. Yeah, I can still smell that smell. What is that? It smells pretty yummy. If it was food, I'd eat it. Okay, so onto the boardwalk we go. And as we work our way out over the water, what can we find? Hey, I think I see something. It looks like there's something on a stick out there. Is that a scratty? You know what? I think there might be a scratty out here. I've not seen anything else other than frogs. There are some frogs back here. And a lot of the duckweed has been blown away. It's all sort of blown to this end of the pond from yesterday's wind. Okay, now that I'm getting closer. Yeah, there's a scratty on a stick out there. And there's something under the end of the boardwalk, something much bigger. There's a blob out there too. Is that a duck or is that just another scratty? Whatever that is, it's big. Okay, so I'm out on the boardwalk. I think that's another scrat over there, but I think it's a big, big one. About, 20 yards away, about 20 meters away, there is a smallish scratty on a stick. And he's between me and the sun, so all I can really see is a silhouette. Yeah, it's a scratty, all right. And he's sitting there having a good time. Out at the end of the boardwalk, from the angle I'm at, I can see underneath the end of the boardwalk. And there is somebody standing out there on a log. Somebody that's much, much bigger than this scratty over here by me. I'm kind of still heading over there. Heading towards the little scratty on the stick. I'm very slowly closing the distance. I'm pausing, I'm walking and then I'm pausing. And I don't want our dude to freak out. Because I might try to get up there a little bit closer to him. Now, whoever that dude is under the boardwalk at the end, he's very big. And I'm about to... Okay. I shouldn't be looking at that dude. I should be looking at this dude over here. Oh, he just got off the stick. I may have spooked him, but he's swimming very slowly. Where is he going? I can see the ripples in the water, but I can't see him. I think he's going under the boardwalk because they know that's a good, safe place to be. Yep. He has figured it out. He knows where I'm going, so he's walking, or he's swimming. Swimming under the boardwalk like it's his own personal road. Now, from this angle, I can also see that other dude out there further. And yeah, it's another scratty, all right. Oh, wait, is that another one? Wait, that guy just dove. I can see a scratty swimming away. Okay, no, he must have turned out. This is the same one. We got some scratty action out here. I'm kind of following this guy as he swims next to the boardwalk. Now he's swimming under the boardwalk. And that other guy is still out there. He's underneath the boardwalk. If I get any closer, I'm not going to be able to see him because he's underneath. And here comes the scratty swimming. He's a little scratty. We got a double scratty day. Now, if I go out any further, I'm not going to be able to see the big scratty that's under the boardwalk because I'll be, you know, on top of him. Now, where did that little scratty go? Oh, the little scratty, he dove but just surfaced again, and he's swimming up that little finger pond that goes back in there. What's he going to do back there? I don't know. Okay, I wish I could take a picture of this other scratty, but I'm just, he's hiding so well. I'm about, 15 yards away from him. But if I get any closer, he'll be out of my view. Because he's at the end of the boardwalk, and you can see this on a satellite map or a satellite photo of Herrenhaven. The end of the boardwalk terminates in this kind of platform. It's got a couple benches on it, and you know, you can just sit out here. Well, this scratty is on a log that's under this platform. What's he doing exactly? He's kind of turning around, being all... Oh, now he's scratching his ears because he's got itchy ears. What's he doing? Looks like he's sort of feeding himself. But he's just still hanging out under the platform on the log, and I'm starting to lose my voice. And my back, kind of. All right. So he's still just hanging out. I mean, I can't tell what he's doing. He must be eating something, but I can't tell what he's eating. I can't see it. But he's just... And every once in a while, he stops to scratch himself. So he's having a fun time. If he would move... If he would go out onto that other stick, I could take a picture of him. But he's just not in a photogenic place. This is when I need a camera on a stick. So I can walk out there, stick the camera below the level of the dude, or below the deck, and then take a picture of the dude. He's kind of a biggin. He's twice the size of that other muskrat. So he's kind of getting chubby, getting ready for winter. But it's weird, I haven't seen any other... I haven't seen any muskrat push-ups or anything like that. Any other indications that scratties are getting for winter, getting ready for winter. He's facing away from me. I could just walk right out there. But I wouldn't be able to get the shot because he's just hanging out. Okay, so I'm going to turn around. I'm going to start walking off here and see what else is going on. We've got another photographer out here today. Watch that big muskrat. When he comes out, that'll be a good shot. Yeah. Oh, and that. So we got people waiting for that scratty to do stuff. Because that's what we do around here. We wait for the dudes to do something. And then we take pictures of them. Alright, but you know, now that I look around here, I'm walking off the boardwalk and here towards the edge of the water, I can see lots of cattails that have been cut and trimmed the way muskrats do. So they've been pulling up cattails for food. And they chew off the bits they don't like, and then they keep the yummy bits for themselves. And the parts that they chew off stay floating in the pond. So anyway, wonder where that other scratty went. The little scratty, he was swimming up the finger pond, one of them, sort of the main one, and I wonder if he is going to swing back around and come into the sub pond then. Wait, is that him right there? I'm at the sub pond, yeah, and there's another scratty. Or it might be the same little scratty we saw before. He's out there about 30 yards away. Call it, you know, 29 meters. And he's just nom nom nomming on some stuff. Now, is that the same little scratty or is that a different one? I have a feeling that's the same one. Because he could have made it over to here in just about that same amount of time. Oh, it's scratty traffic day. Seeing lots of muskrats. Everybody loves muskrats, or at least I do. Oh, and then he dove. But he's swimming this way. Yeah, he's swimming kind of fast, too. That scratty is swimming this direction. It's funny because you can see the waves as they go through the duckweed. He's coming. Oh, wow. He's not 10 yards away now. Okay, now he's sort of going by me. Oh, and he pops up right by me. Hi, Scratty. Oh, and he stopped. He saw me or heard me. He stopped swimming and he dove. Where's he going? He's heading that way. He's like, oh, is that that same guy again? Okay, there he surfaced. Wow. There he is, not 5 meters out. Oh, and I was about to try to take a picture, but he dove because he was right by a log. And he looked just like the log. And he's like, what am I? Am I a Mati or am I a Scratty or am I a log? All right. Now he has surfaced again. He has surfaced at the other end of the sub pond. He's, oh, maybe a meter or two away from the Scratty tunnels. Is he going to go through the tunnel? Yep, he just entered one of the tunnels. So now if we... Oh, I'm not going to run because we're not going to make it. But now I'm going to run over to the... I'm walking as fast as I can over to the land bridge because he's swimming through the tunnel that goes under the land bridge. And he's going to pop out in the billabong. And, well, we can't get there anyway, so... Let's see, where is he? Has he not come through yet? Or is that his waves over there? Yeah, there he is. Boom! And he pops up. Now we got a Scratty in the billabong! Scratty in the billabong! Yeah. He just dove again. There's something else over there making ripples. What else is going on over there? Our Scratty is still underwater. But there's some other underwater action happening. Okay. Yeah, I see our Scratty. He just surfaced. And then he just dove again. And then he surfaced again. He's swimming out towards the back of the billabong. But there's something else happening. There's fish in the billabong. And they're doing weird stuff. I wish I could get over there. What is going on over there? Yeah, there's just these fishies. And I can see their fins sticking up out of the water. I don't know what they're doing over there. Sort of on the side of the billabong, but they're causing quite a ruckus. They're making little ripples. They're doing all kinds of stuff. Alright, my muskrat has swam out of sight, but I know where he went. He went to the back of the billabong. So, if we cross the land bridge, go in back into the forest here, and if we walk down here, the path turns hard left. If we walk down here another 30 meters, we can get into the wall blind and we can see the back of the billabong and we can see what our Scratty's doing. I can't believe we've followed a Scratty this far. Okay, into the wall blind we go. Oh, there's some ducks back here sitting on logs. Yeah, there's a nice ducky sitting there. I think that ducky sees me. Where's my Scrat? Oh, I just saw a splash by a log. I think this duck is worried about me. I think this duck, he just got up. I think he's gonna go for a swim because he can hear me. And I think he can see my face in the hole in the wall here. All right, where's our Scratty though? Oh, yeah, and there goes our ducky. He just decided to fly to the end of the billabong. And he's making squonk, squonk noises. Now, I saw some Scratty ripples. Where did they go? See over there by the log? Is that him on the log? No, that's a bird on the log. Where did our Scratty go? We know he's back here. And I suspect he's over there, but I can't actually see him. And I don't see any evidence of him. But that's the way the ripples were going. There's a couple of robins on that log that the Scratty likes to get on. And they're drinking the billabong water. because there are thirsty, thirsty birdies today. Well, that was fun. I mean, we tracked a swimming muskrat from the stick by the boardwalk. He looped out and around. He traveled many hundreds of meters. But being as I know scratty business, we were able to track him and see where he went. Now see, what's that behind the log? Is that, I see movement. No, I think that's a bird. That looks like bird movement. You know how birds move, that funny, jerky kind of weirdness. Yeah, I don't know where our scratty went. I do see something brown up against the grass over there, though. Is that him? It's hard to tell. He's not doing anything in the water, so can't really tell. But this ended up being a pretty good day. A good day for scratties. And I like scratties. Well, I'm checking the clock here. We've got all of maybe 3 minutes left in the show. Oh, probably shouldn't even... Whoa, that robin didn't know I was here. He almost flew into my face. I don't think we're going to make it out to the big blind today, because we've spent all our time chasing scratties around today. That's good. Saw two scratties, possibly three, but let's face it, that little scratty is the one that we followed from the beginning. We didn't see any mots today, that's okay. That one scratty, the big one under the end of the boardwalk, he was big enough to almost be a mot. Muskrats are pretty much water motties. And what's all that rustling in the bushes over here? Jeez, we got lots of birds in here freaking out. Anyway, I'm heading out. I have walked out of the big blind, or the wall blind, and I'm just cruising out of the forest here, out of the back of the forest, back onto the land bridge. Oh, yeah. And I'm looking at the waters at the side of the billabong here, and I can still see the weird fish action. I can see the backs of fish sticking up out of the water. What are those fishies doing? They're doing some fishy business. They're having a little fish party. Fish party in the billabong. All right. Oh, yeah. So back across the land bridge I go. Turning right. And I'm back on the main path that leads out. That leads out of the forest. There's birds all around me, kind of freaking out. I'm looking up in the air because I gotta now walk under some walnut trees. And I gotta make sure there's no squirrels up there preparing to walnut bomb me. I do not want to have walnuts dropped on my head. It is painful. And it is a constant concern for me at this time of year. Because that's what squirrels do. They drop walnuts on you. Oh, here's a little woodpecker right by me. Hi, buddy. And there he goes. Wow. Another amazing day here on the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 19:30 UTC. So be sure to tune in tomorrow and each and every day after that. Who knows what we'll get up to, but I'm running out of time and I gotta go, so bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
This is DJ Fumata.